Chapter 7, Cache and Private Address Databases. If a delivery platform sees the same address again, it should not behave as if it has never seen that address before. That sounds simple. In practice, many systems still re-geocode repeated addresses as if every request were new. They pay again. They wait again. They accept the same uncertainty again. And they ignore one of the strongest signals available. The address has history. Caching is the first layer of solving this. If the same normalized address was recently resolved with a high-quality result, the system can return that result quickly instead of calling external providers again. This reduces latency and provider cost. It can also improve consistency because the same input does not produce different results depending on which provider happens to respond differently on a later day. But in address intelligence, cache should not be treated as a simple technical shortcut. It is part of the product. A cache hit can mean more than "we saved an API call." It can mean "this is a location we already resolved, scored, and accepted for this customer." If the previous result was reliable, the cache becomes operational memory. A private address database goes further. Instead of only storing recent geocoding responses, it keeps customer-specific address intelligence over time. Each tenant has its own isolated database of addresses, normalized forms, coordinates, scoring metadata, provider attempts, cache status, and potentially operational outcomes. This matters for several reasons. First, tenant isolation is essential. A delivery company's address data is operationally sensitive. It may contain customer destinations, merchant locations, routes, delivery history, and correction patterns. That data should not be mixed into a shared global database available to other customers. A private address database lets each customer benefit from its own history without exposing that history to others. Second, address quality compounds. The first time an address appears, the system may need to call providers, compare candidates, and score the result. The second time, the system can reuse what it learned. If the address was corrected, the correction can be reused. If the address failed before, that signal can influence future decisions. If a specific entrance or locality issue was discovered, that knowledge becomes part of the tenant's operational memory. Third, normalization and cache reinforce each other. If equivalent addresses are written in different ways, raw string caching will miss them. Avenida Insurgentes Sur 50. Avenida Insurgentes 50 and Insurgentes Sur number 50 may refer to the same place, but a naive cache treats them as different. A normalized representation increases cache hits and reduces duplicate records. Fourth, cache improves economics. Every unnecessary external provider call has a cost. At low volume, that may not matter. At scale, repeated geocoding becomes expensive, especially when fallback calls several providers. A cache and private database can reduce paid attempts while keeping response quality high. Fifth, cache improves speed. A provider call requires network round trips, provider latency, timeout management, and retries. A cache hit can return much faster. For synchronous APIs, this matters. For bulk workflows, it matters even more because repeated addresses can be processed efficiently. However, caching has constraints. Provider terms matter. Different geocoding providers have different rules about storing results, retaining coordinates, reusing responses, and mixing provider-derived data with other sources. A compliant cache strategy has to respect those restrictions. It may store some results temporarily, some derived data differently, and open data results under different rules. This is why caching is not just a Redis key value store. It is a contract-aware storage strategy. A mature address layer needs to know which source produced a result, what can be stored, how long it can be retained, whether it can be reused, and under which tenant. It also needs invalidation logic, versioning, and traceability. If the normalization model changes, cached entries may need to be reevaluated. If a customer updates a correction, Future requests should reflect it. Private address databases also create a strategic advantage for customers. They allow the company to build its own address intelligence without having to build the entire address infrastructure. Each customer's operational history improves its future results. The customer's data remains private. The platform handles normalization, scoring, caching, provider orchestration, and traceability. This is especially important for delivery operations with recurring destinations, merchants, warehouses, pickup points, frequent customers, enterprise clients, apartment complexes, industrial zones, campuses, and areas with known delivery constraints. Over time, the system should become less dependent on external providers for addresses it already understands. That does not mean providers become unnecessary. New addresses still need candidate generation. External data still matters. But the private database becomes an increasingly important source of truth for the customer's own delivery reality. The core idea is simple. Do not throw away what your operation already learned. Key takeaways. First, cache is not only about speed. It is also about consistency, cost control, and reusing trusted results. Second, a private address database lets each customer accumulate its own address intelligence without sharing data across tenants. Third, provider terms shape what can be stored and reused, so caching has to be designed carefully. And fourth, the more addresses repeat, the more valuable private address history becomes.